This is WSKG. And now time for the weekend to-do list. That's when we hear from Chris Coker. He's the entertainment editor for the Press and Sun Bulletin, Star Gazette, and Ithaca Journal. Each week he joins his wife, WSKG's Crystal Sarakis, with a list of arts events in the region.
Chris, it's always fun to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
So where are we going to start this weekend?
Well, let's start with one of the classic musicals of the last 30, 40 years, Cortland Repertory Theater. They are doing A Chorus Line, which, of course, is a classic because it shows behind the scenes of what it's like to be a performer on Broadway in some pog and punch of actors who are auditioning for roles in a show. And you really get a sense of who each of the actors are as you get to know more about them.
Well, and all of the nerves and the anxiety and overcoming that fear. I love A Chorus Line. I love it.
Right. And it was, I don't know if you know this, it was actually based on actual interviews with dancers on Broadway. So that's why it's very real.
Well, if people want to go see this, how should they do that?
Well, like I said, it's at Cortland Repertory Theater, and it runs through July 30th. And if people want to know more about when the shows are and all that, CortlandRep.org is your place to look that up.
All right. What else do we have?
In another great local theater event, Dark Horse Dramatists are back. They are a Binghamton-based playwriting collective, and about three times a year, they get a bunch of new plays in from various writers all over the place, and they stage them. And this one, this weekend at Cider Mill Playhouse, is their 200 Miles Off Broadway show that they do. It is five original plays and one monologue that you will get to see a bunch of short plays done by local actors and local directors. And they're all written by Binghamton area people this time.
Oh,
as well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was curious to see if this might be a really good way to see some emerging playwrights. Maybe the right term.
Absolutely, and since they're short plays, if you don't like this one, wait 10 minutes and there'll be another one coming up. No offense to the Dark Horse Dramatists people when I say that.
Well, sometimes
but they know what I mean.
Not every play is not necessarily for every person, but it is nice to have a sampling to see what interests you.
Absolutely.
All right, that's this weekend at the Cider Mill Playhouse.
That is, yeah, Friday and Saturday at Cider Mill, and darkhorsedramatists.com if you want to know more about them.
What else do we have?
Well, for the 20th year, the Finger Lakes Wine Festival is returning to Watkins Glen International. Obviously, Watkins Glen is a huge place where they usually have auto racing, but now they're filling it with all kinds of different wineries and food from all over upstate New York. It's a great time to get to sample all of those and sample some food, and they really make a great party out of it. And there's music and there's vendors, and you can even learn a little bit about wine. They have some workshops and things like that where you can learn more about how wine is made and how to be a great wine connoisseur. Friday night, they have a thing. It's called Launch in the Lakes, which is related but a little bit separate. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they have the official Finger Lakes Wine Festival.
All right.
I want to mention Friday night is a toga competition.
Well, there you go.
Now, how often can you say that on the air?
We're there.
We're there.
As always, Chris, it's a pleasure having you here, and thanks for the roundup.
Thanks again.
That was WSKG's Crystal Sarakis with Chris Coker, the entertainment editor for the Gannett Papers. Follow him on Twitter, @RealChrisCoker.